Testing, 1, 2, 3.
You can say something then?
Dead out in the garden, I think. Oh. Been in and had their food, had a big drink, so.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. I lost my piece of paper to show her, but I remembered two or three questions, but I couldn't remember the
reason. Oh, I've got another one.
Yes, but you see, this'll...
So we'll just carry on chatting.
Well, what will we
chat?
Where do we start?
Well, if we start when you can remember going to school in Baldwin.
Start in Baldwin?
Yeah.
Well, I was 8 when I started in Baldwin.
How did you used to get to school?
Out across the fields and down over the dale and up the other side.
Did you go on your own?
No, quite a few children going. Quite a few of them going from Abbeylands across to Baldwin.
How long did
it
take?
Better that way than going around the road, because we'd had to go up to the, what do you call it? Oh gosh, I've forgotten that now.
The crossroads?
Oh yes, no, down from the crossroads and up the hill. Well, you turn to
Nearly to the Strang, then.
Yes. That was a long way. But mostly we used across the fields. Very rarely that we went around the road. Much easier the other way. And one time we were caught in the snow. And very few children went to school then. In fact, there were only 3 of us from Abbeylands. That was a young man, my sister and I, a young boy, my sister and I. We were the only 3 that went to school during the snow. So that takes some doing, going down over and up the other side. You want to try it someday.
Nice to have some snow.
If you want to try it, get somebody to meet you at the other side. Norman, if you go someday and walk that way, and get Mavis to meet you at the other side. Just see what you think about it.
How long did it take you to walk, normally?
To school, about 20 minutes. About 20 minutes. Because it would take us longer. We'd be playing all the way, you see. Not anxious to get there. Put it that way.
What sort of games would you be playing with? Was there anything in particular?
Oh, just fooling about, the lot of us. There'd be boys and girls, quite a few of us, going at the same time. And, what now?
Can you remember any games you played at school?
Not only skipping, that's all.
Was it?
Yes, and leap the frog. Oh, and one time they got us a cricket bat and ball, but we didn't do much with that, really. The girls didn't, anyway.
Do you remember them playing camag?
Pardon?
Can you remember them playing camag?
What was that?
Sort of hockey with a crooked stick.
No. No, we didn't get that far.
Did the boys and girls keep separate in the playground?
Yes, yes. They had a separate playground from us.
How many children were there in the school, in the class you were in?
Oh, I would say about 60. That's at the very most, about 60. As near as I can remember. And remember one day we got the shock of our lives. It got awful dark. It was pitch black, 12 o'clock. It was where an eclipse, because we thought it was the end of the world. We were all hiding under the tables. It was a scream. We were frightened, honestly, though. Yes. Then another day, this is what she wants. 3 of the boys took a pick into the headmaster and they stayed late. During dinner hour, they didn't come back in time. When they did come back, the master was going to give them a wallop. But instead of that, they turned the master over the desk and they gave to him. They had sticks put down inside their waistcoat, and they'll forget that day.
Did they get into trouble for that?
It's never mentioned, and it wasn't mentioned in the thing at the museum.
It wasn't in the school handbook.
Never a word about it, and you can see why.
So how old were the boys?
The boys would be a bit older than me. They'd be about 3 years. Say I was 11, they'd be coming up to 14. 13 or 14. They wouldn't be 14 because they'd be left. They'd be 13, I should imagine. Yes.
What sort of things were you taught at school? Can you remember any of your lessons?
Yes. Reading, geography, writing, English, grammar as it was in those days. Yes.
Did you enjoy the lessons?
I was very fond of geography, and I've forgotten it all now. And I rather liked the English, analysing and parsing, which they don't do now, no. I don't think. I like that. Yes.
What happened at lunchtime? Did you take food in with you?
Yes, we brought dinner always with us. Sandwiches, and got a proper meal when we got home at night.
Was there a fire in the school? Could you make a hot drink if you
yes.
needed it?
There was this, what you call it, room where the fire was. We used to get down to do the toast. That was down the fire.
Boiler room,
that's right. I couldn't think of it. And what else was there?
Little
sweet shop in Baldwin. That we used to walk over in the dinner hour sometimes from the Baldwin school over into Baldwin village. There was a post office and a little sweet shop where we could get a few sweets. That was all right too.
Did you have to pay for school?
Pay for school?
To go to school?
No. Didn't have to pay at all.
Did you like the teacher? Can you remember much about your teacher?
Yes, he was very good to us. He had a funny name, Mr. Fit. Mr. Fit. And I think we had a lady at one time, Mrs. Jennings. And she, you know, remember Mrs. Jennings?
Mm.
Well, she was Miss Cowley, and she taught us. There was a Mrs. Quayle too, but she was the wife of the previous headmaster.
Mm.
That's the one I remember most, Mrs. Quayle. Yes.
What about your holidays? Did you have much holiday from school?
It would be about 6 weeks. Yes.
Was there a set day for starting the holidays?
That I can't remember. Mm. No, I can't remember that. There would be, all the schools would close at the same time, I should imagine. Just the same, wouldn't they?
Yes, the children didn't all come into school on a set day.
No, any day.
Mm.
Any day.
Were children absent for various reasons during the term?
Yes, sometimes, yes. Different ones. Mm.
Was that because they were helping on the farm or...?
Of course, one or two could play truant, too.
Did any do farm work? Stay off school, turnips and things.
I could have done.
You did turnips?
Yes, I did. I was sorry for that too. I wanted to try to weed the turnips. So of course that was the biggest mistake. I had to go regularly every day then to weed turnips. I didn't know it was so small.
How did you weed the turnips? Did you have a hoe? Was it all backbreaking?
No, your hands. Pull out so many and leave one and so more and more and leave one. Yes. It was quite easy. It wasn't hard to do it. Only you were on your knees scratching. Yes.
Was this after school or in the holidays?
In the holiday time, yes. And another time we had a lovely orchard belonging to the farm attached to it. It's hardly there now. The orchard is there but there's no apples. Used to be lovely apple trees, pears and plums. They were great. But I'll tell you another story. When we were going across to go to school, we had to pass another farm who had an orchard. So of course it was over the hedge into his orchard and apples. So he went down to his father and he says, Alfie, I can't stand your girls. They've got an orchard off their own and yet they're up stealing my apples. So my father told them were far better. His were far sweeter than ours. But I'm sorry to say the orchard belonged to Lock Hill's garden, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
There's not an apple tree in it now.
No.
And it was a nice one. Plenty of nice apples in it.
What do you used to wear to go to school? Did you have a set
just the clothes? Same as other people. No uniform, just coats and frocks. And I remember getting clogs too. I'd asked for them. They didn't last very long, believe me. They were the ones used to hide when they got up across the field, the clogs.
Were your dresses long?
At first they were, Norma. Yes.
Boots on you?
Boots, yes.
Button boots?
Laced boots. Not button, laced. Button for Sunday. Don't remind me.
What used to happen on Sundays? Was it a special day?
Went to Sunday school, just up the road, a few yards up the road to Abbeyland Sunday school. Went there, went to Sunday school and went to church. And had to go too, you didn't miss, be more trouble if you did.
What did you used to do at Sunday school?
Well, we read the Bible and all, I had prizes. I'm sorry I lost my Bible, I got a prize for winning the scripture examination. I lost that, that's down in Box Road or somewhere yet.
Is it?
Could be in Trinity. Yes.
How did you feel about going to Sunday school?
I liked it. Yes. We only went once a day in the afternoon. Church twice a day though, morning and evening. And we used to, nearly every Sunday, have one of the preachers for lunch, because it was a long time for them to come up and have their meal and then go back preaching. So we nearly every Sunday we'd one in, one or the other.
Your father was a local preacher.
At one time, yes.
Yes, and you're still church, you still go.
Yes, I still go, yes. Well, I like going. Come on, anything more you want now?
The apples at the top of the stairs.
Oh yes, for Christmas. You don't even sit and laugh at me. The Christmas, we didn't get a Christmas present from my father, because my mother died just after I went home. She died in 1909, and I'd just gone home in 1908. So I don't remember much about my mum. But my father, for Christmas, we always had a great big barrel of York Imperials, I think they called them, apples at the top of the stairs. Those we could go up and use whenever we wanted an apple and get them. And I thought that was wonderful, that big barrel of apples. And I was still having an apple for breakfast every morning. So as you can tell, that's my breakfast every day, an apple.
So you never hung a stocking up?
No. No.
Can you remember the Sunday school treats?
Yes, we used to get a Sunday school treat. Not very often, I can't remember much about that, but I'll tell you what I can remember. When there was a coronation, we went on the bogie, quite a lot of us, sitting on the bogie, and went to a farm just past Abbeyland Four Roads, Shewenbullock Reach. We used to go there for any special thing that was on. This was a coronation and we went in the bogie.
What happened there? Was there
we just played games and carried on. And a nice tea, of course, to finish the day. Races. That was a great thing, wasn't it, at a picnic?
Mm.
Running races. All kinds. I don't know that I ever won one. I don't remember it.
What sort of food did you have? Was it special food that you...
Oh, don't ask me now, I couldn't remember what they would be. They'd be all fancy things, you know.
And who used
and
to
sandwiches,
do that?
Sandwiches, cakes, yes.
Who'd get it all ready? Who'd get it all ready?
The shivering bollocks each ones. You remember Nina?
Yeah. Them?
Yes. She was the granddaughter, you see? Yes.
What about tea parties near Christmas?
Well, they always had tea parties at Abbeylands. And they're not only at Christmas, harvest home time and all. And they all played outside on the road. I don't suppose he's ever heard of kissing the bee. Have you? And you all took hands and put one in the middle and you all waltzed round and he come and picked one out, or if it was a girl, she would pick you out. And that's the way it went on for hours, really. They would go on till midnight. Yes, until midnight.
Were there any other social events in the village?
Not a big lot, really. No.
No Stedfords?
No. No.
Were there any chores you used to have to do at home? Did you used to have to help around the house at home?
Not a big lot. Not until I left school. I had to leave when I was 14 and keep house for five of us. That was no joke. Yes. When we come up to live in Westminster, we had housekeepers up to then. Housekeepers until then. And then as soon as I was 14, leave school and keep house. Over the road there in Westminster Terrace. And that was no joke. But I didn't do it very well, I always say. Because it ended up, we got more housekeepers and I went out to work. So I couldn't have made a good job of it.
What was your job?
Pardon?
What did you do when you went out to work?
Went to Willie Brew, the draper's. You won't know him, you won't.
Tell about what you used to do.
What was that?
At Willie Brew's.
Oh, anything we're called to do. Like it was a draper's shop. Sell anything, cut anything. Yes. I liked it. Yes, very happy there.
How much did you get paid? Can you remember that?
£1. £1 a week. And then after a little while, it went up to 30 shillings. But I never told my father. He never knew why. Mr. Brew gave me that extra 10 shillings.
What did you used to do with the money? Did you used to treat yourself?
Yes. Well, I could buy many a little thing that I needed that I couldn't go asking my father for all the time. And he couldn't see that, I don't suppose. But when I was housekeeping, we had the butcher, the baker, three grocers, and shoemaker, Quine and Shimmons. And the only one ever I got told off for was the drapers, buying stockings. Why didn't I darn the stockings? To this day, I'm still darning my stockings. It's true.
You bought a new coat once.
Oh, that was a terrible thing to do. When I just bought a new coat, a raincoat, and I was taking my brother out in a bath chair. He was an invalid, and I caught the label on the back of the bath chair, which tore it just a little bit, you know, ruffled it. Went down, got another coat. If I did, Mr. Sell, who was the draper, got in touch with my father and told him that I had bought two new coats. He come home, got the length of his tongue and more. And I had to take the other coat back. So here I was wearing that coat and afraid there. I didn't like it one bit. But it did happen.
You really were quite well to do, weren't you?
Well, we weren't short.
No.
Not really, that we could do that. And each of the grocery things, I had to give one each a week a turn, the three grocers. And I could buy what I liked there. As I say, it was only sell the drapers that the break was on, that I was always getting told off. The others were all right. And I'm sure I'd loads of stuff that we didn't need many of them. But that was all right.
They delivered it all?
Delivered, yes. They did in those days. Baker called at the house. every day. Different to now.
What did your father do?
He was a seedsman. Had a shop with his brother in next door to the library in Ridgeway Street. And then they fell out and my father went over to Lake Road. Still carried on with the seed business. Yes.
Did you used to walk down into Douglas?
Yes. Nearly always walked. Well, there was no buses, was there? There was a thick car up and down
cable.
Books Road. Cable car, that's the word I wanted. Up and down Books Road. Until the buses come. But we were still walking up and down. We used to walk up and down to the shop every day. Down Crowns Hill and up Crowns Hill. That was the quickest way home. Thought nothing of it. And only an hour to do it in. Yes.
The cable cars, that they used to be busy.
Yes. Your mum, your gran used to go, always go up on the bus, on the car, and your mum had to walk.
Mm.
Your gran went up with all the shopping they'd done, and your mum had to walk. Remember that? Tuppence, I think it was, on the cable car. Tuppence up and tuppence down.
How frequently did they run? Was it fairly regular?
Yes, yes. As regularly as the bus, more so than our one.
Can you remember down in Douglas itself, in the town centre, was that different than it is today?
It was different altogether, because there wasn't all the offices and all they've got now. They were all shops.
Mm.
Yeah, you can remember the shops. Was in?
Yes, Jim. Yes.
Yeah.
And the marketplace, can you remember
yes,
that being busy?
Yes. It was always busy. And in the summer, the street you could hardly walk for people. Could you feel?
No. No, I can remember that.
Yes.
Remember the ferries too? You can tell about the ferries.
I don't remember very much about the ferries. I do remember going across on them and somebody there with the thing and we would be singing to it.
Banjo.
Yes.
And the shows, Douglas Head.
Yes, there were always shows up in Douglas Head during the summer. Yes.
How did you used to get up to Douglas Head?
Across on the ferry boat from one side to the other. Or you could walk, but it's not a long way to walk. Yes.
How big were the ferries?
How many? Oh, I couldn't tell you. Honestly.
Did they used
It'd
to...
It'd take quite a lot of people. Yes.
Was there any entertainment on the little
Only
ferries?
Only this, the people, there were two or three of them playing as we went over. And then you had to climb up a little bit of a hill to the top. And then there was the stand with the pieros and all on. They would be putting a show on in the afternoon, morning and afternoon. Don't know about night because I was never up at night. But there's always afternoon and night. They'd lovely shows too, they were nice.
Were they?
Yes.
Was that Dougie Buxton's crowd?
That's right. Yes. And we had one or two circuses. And that was down by the quay, in one of those places, yes.
Did you ever go to Port Cedric?
Occasionally, not very often. No, not very often.
How did you get there?
On the train. Yes.
Did you ever go along the Marine Drive?
Marine Drive, yes. Yes. That was a nice run too. I'm inclined to forget that.
Mm.
Yeah, really, because it's such a long time since they had it running. Mm. Yes.
What sort of train was that on the...
Huh?
What sort of train was it, can
it's
you remember?
An electric... Same as the electric cars that's going to Luxie and all. Similar to that. Yes.
Did they used to take you down into Port Sodwick?
Just to the top of Port Sodwick. You just walk down a little bit Not very far, yes.
You didn't go down the chairlift?
No. No.
Was it a lot different in those days, Port Sodwick?
Not really. They might have one or two more shops there than they had then, but I don't see a big lot of difference. No.
Did you ever go round by sea to Port Sodwick, or
no.
Did you see the ferries?
No, I'm not that fond of the sea. Too near the water.
Did you ever go across on the steam packet ferries? Can you remember going across on the steam packet ferries?
Those are the ones we're talking about, going to Douglas Head.
The actual big ones?
You mean
Liverpool.
Go across to Liverpool? Yes, a few times. Yes.
Was that a big occasion for you?
It was, the first time. Oh, yes.
How old would you be then?
Well, I went with Uncle Jim. And he'd be home from the army. Yes.
16? 18?
17, say. Because I just got to know him. 17, I would say. He'd be out of the army, though. Because he wouldn't be able to go otherwise.
Mm.
Yes. And my father gave me £2 to go. And that was wonderful.
Gosh, what did you do when you got
pound.
There?
Gosh, it wouldn't pay me fair. Or it would in those days.
What was the ferry like?
What's very nice. Same big ferries as they're using now. All right.
It wasn't a paddle steamer?
No, not a paddle boat. I don't remember ever seeing one.
Don't you?
Must have done. I've forgotten that. Yes.
But you saw sailing ships in the quay?
Yes, yes.
What did you do on the boat?
Just sit. Sit and wait to be slick. It's your fault, this.
What could you have done? Can you remember?
You could get up and walk around if you wanted, you know. You could have a tea on the boat and sandwiches if you wanted them. But,
Can you remember any of the fishing boats in Douglas?
I remember my father going away on one of the fishing boats up to the Orkney Isles.
How long was he away?
Only about 3 days, that was all. Just out and back.
Just for the trip?
Just for the trip, yes. Yes.
Can you remember the fish on the quayside at all?
Oh yes, I remember that. They were all outside on a Saturday night and people coming by in a cod. Get one about that size. Great. People like them. I never had one of those, I'll admit. But I know other people did have them. They were going down there buying them because they were cheap, you know, wanting to get rid of them, I suppose, for before the weekend.
Mm.
And they were lovely. Great big ones. Ooh. For 1 and 6. Yes.
What did you used to do for entertainment in Douglas in those days? Did you used to go out anywhere?
A lot of them went out dancing into the Palais, well, not the Palais de Danse, it would be though. But before that, I know they all went out dancing. Not all, a lot of people went out dancing. Yes.
Did you ever go out dancing?
No. No. Only once I went to the Villa Marina, and that was it must have been during the war time, because there were soldiers in the Alaman and all. Went to the villa and a fella came up and asked me to dance. Well, the girl said, go on, you'll have to, you've been the happiest. And I didn't want to. However, I got on. We went the wrong way round in the villa. I never went again, that was the end of it. No more. You could tell all the people going one way and us going, no, thank you, no more. I bet they wouldn't ask me again either.
Yeah.
You got enough now. come on, it's time to finish now.
You were telling me before about having some TT riders in.
Yes, four of them. Sid Goddard, somebody knocks. I can't think of the other two. But there were four of them. You could get me a photo of those four in that box I gave you.
Mm.
Yes. But Sid only come like on spec, and then he brought the others with him. So I had to put up. They were good lads though, really. They're, you know, they're in early at night, off to bed, up early in the morning and way out to go round the course. They were four nice lads. Couldn't have been nicer, really.
Did you watch the races at all?
Oh, I used to go mad on them. Going up to Hillbury to sit on top of the hedge. Going up there before 3 and 4 in the morning. Sit on top of the hedge, seeing them. And in those days, you could check them. Now you couldn't get the number. Somebody saying that the other day, the difference.
Yeah.
You could sit there and time them all from here, you know, until they come round again. But you couldn't do it now.
It used to take over half an hour.
Yes, it did.
Mm.
Now they take how long?
19 minutes.
19. No wonder you can't get the number. Do you ever go and watch them yourself?
I did this year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
They're maniacs. They're maniacs, they really are.
They're crackers. They're crackers.
Mm.
But they enjoy it themselves, you know. They
mm.
love it.
Mm-hmm.
These ones I had, my goodness. They liked it.
Can you remember the sort of bikes they had? Were
no.
they very fond of their bikes?
No, I can't remember what the makes of any of them. Sid Goddard's was a real old one, but I couldn't tell you the name for now. It was old.
They used to make a noise.
Yes. Oh, rather.
Where did they put the bikes when they lived with you?
In the backyard.
Oh.
Yes. Wash house. Just big enough to take the four of them. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Were there a lot of people up at Hillby watching the races?
Yes, yes. Then there's a grandstand at the bottom of Hillbury there. There's a grandstand. Two grandstands there you could sit on.
Mm.
Yes.
Did you go every year to watch them?
Yes. Twice a year, two races. You didn't miss them.
And there were the cars too.
I don't remember the cars, no.
Car racing.
Was it?
That's when we were thrown over the hedge.
That's right. Norma and her mum and I were going up to see the races. We were going up, what do you call it, road?
From Williston.
Yes, from Williston up. We were going to sit on the top of the hedge. And they had started the race off. Just a practice run, it must have been. It was stupid.
Warming the cars up
that's
before
it,
the race.
Warming the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up among the whole lot come down. We never got up over the hedge quicker, did we? Uncle Jim threw you up, that's right. And your mother and I had to get up ourselves. Right in the middle of the whole lot of them.
30 cars and
yes.
And us walking down the middle.
The, what do you call it, they should never have let us.
I was only about four, but
oh.
I remember it.
Can you remember any accidents at Hillby as they used to come down?
No, I don't think I do. Maybe at Cragner Bar. They've had an accident or two there. But I don't remember actually being by one. I wouldn't want to either, believe me.
Well, there are a lot of people on the island for TT, is there one?
Yes.
No.
They all like to get out and watch them. Whether they do now or not, I wouldn't know. Don't think so. They're too fast.
Can you remember a lot of visitors in Douglas?
Yes.
Sort of?
Mm. Packed out. Not enough room for them, was there?
Yeah.
It's awful, really.
What did they used to do? Was there more things for them to do in those days?
Some of them, I suppose, were going to see terminal like they did the other day with them. Yes. They were around at all houses begging people to take them in. the ones that hadn't already booked somewhere. Yes.
But they all used to come over on their bikes, so they bring the bikes with them when they came?
No. You mean the TT ones? They had bikes with them, but I thought you meant the ordinary visitors when they were coming during the summer. A lot of them. It was almost packed.
Was that the promenade? Was that?
Yes. And all up Rose Mountain, all was all boarding houses, you know. Osmond Grove and Mona Street, all that lot. They were full. Duane Road, there wasn't a house empty, was there,
no.
really?
No.
Once the summer started. In fact, different to now.
Coaches up the middle of Christian
Road.
Yes,
rooms. That's right. Used to go round the island every day, didn't they? And at night they went out a second run. Yes.
Can you tell anything about going out in one of my grandfather's buses, Sharabangs?
They went out, didn't they?
Where did they go?
Now you're asking me.
Anywhere.
You know how I get lost when I go in the country.
They were open though, weren't they?
Yes.
Open air.
Yes, that's right. Open air. There would be hoods on them that they could put up if it was raining.
Mm.
Yes.
Was the island a lot different during the Great War?
Pardon?
Was the island a lot different during the war?
Oh, it was quiet. And all the promenade houses, they had the internees in. Cunningham's camp and all the sailors. They used to march up here to Ballycomina School every day, the sailors.
That was the Second War.
Was it? Yes, it was. Wouldn't be the First War, that's right. Good job here.
Do you remember anything about the First War and the Isle of Man?
Not a big lot, really. No.
Did you have anything to do with the internees at all?
No.
How did you feel about all these people coming over?
Well, we had just had to put up with them, hadn't we? We'd no option. And they never interfered with us. No.
So the promenade was different
yes.
in those?
Yes,
the
they were all in the promenade houses. That was barricaded.
They were behind barbed wire, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes. That's what I meant about barricading them.
Mm.
Yes. The soldiers marching up and down. But the funny part was, I told you about Jonathan. He's away in the Scots Guards, and he was gone into lodgings instead of being in the barracks. And one of the ladies in the house was interned at Port Erin during the war. That was funny, wasn't it?
Mm.
Not often a thing like that would happen.
No.
Yes.
Did he used to go out into the island, to different places in the island much? Was it a big event going to somewhere like Port Erin or Peel?
Well, I know the first time I went out I had to go on a message for my father on the train to Crosby. And I had to find Quay's house, farm. First time ever out on the train, I was scared stiff in case I got out at the wrong stop. I did manage to get right, but by gum, I was frightened.
How old were you?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
Well, I must have been about 12 or 13. Yes. But I didn't like that idea at all. That was the first time to be on the train.
What were the trains like in those
days? They were nice,
days?
Just as they are now. Yes. Maybe not as rocky as they are now. Your mother and I went. We were glad to get off.
Was Douglas Station busy in those days?
Yes, yeah. During the summer, more so than the winter. Although they did fairly well in the winter too, you know. A lot of the out-of-town people were coming in that way. They'd have no other transport, would they?
No.
Until they got buses.
It's only that or a pony and trap.
Yes.
What about going up to Ramsey on the electric tram? Can you remember going on that?
Not really. I would be quite a bit older before I'd go on that. Probably when I would say I'd be 17 or 18. Go to Laxey then.
Yes.
That's what, when I go.
What were you going to Laxey for?
Your boyfriend.
And you married him?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I married him.
How did you meet him up at Laxey then? You and Douglas?
Well, it was strange. I had, this is, I don't know that you know that.
Go on then.
And I had jaundice when I was 16, between 16 and 17, and we had to get somebody to come in to look after us, take over, you see. And it was a cousin, second cousin of mine. And when I got right, I went downtown with her one Saturday. We were going through the street and, oh, she says, here's my brother. So I was introduced to her brother. That was all right. I thought he was a very nice fellow. But on the following Monday, I was down the street and I saw this fellow and he carried a little stick. He was a sergeant in the army. He had this little stick. And when I passed him, I got such a scotch on the bottom. Well, that branded me for life. He was the one. So it all went from that. I remember borrowing a bike and going to Laxey, where he was with his parents on the farm. I went, got this bike and went down to see him down there. And on a push bike.
You?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Gosh.
Yes,
how
I
long
did
that take you on a bike?
Oh, gosh, I don't know how long it took me. But there again, I had to be home for 4 o'clock for my father's tea. So it couldn't have been too long. But it all started from there.
Hmm.
Yes.
Where was the wedding?
Pardon?
Where was the wedding?
Where was the wedding? Kirkland. Kirkland.
And the honeymoon. Where did you go?
Ballasalla Police Station. Ooh. Oh, you're awful, Norma. Now, that sounds awful, but it's not as bad as it sounds. The girl that come to look after me when I was sick with jaundice, she was the one that married the policeman at Ballasalla. So it all fit in. Couldn't go away for her honeymoon because my father was looking after. There you are. So I got, we went married on the Wednesday and we were home on the Saturday. So we did get 2 days. And that's about all I can tell you, honestly. I don't know anything else that happened.
Right. No.
Can you remember Kirkbaden on Sundays, the
yes.
open air services?
I've been to the service many a time, Kirkbaden. Packed.
Mm.
Packed. And the roads, when you're going along, all full of people.
Why was that? Why was it so popular?
I suppose because it was open air, it was appealing to the people. And then it was a great thing to walk out to Kirkbaden to the service. It used to be packed. I don't know about now. I don't know, do they have an open air service, do
no.
they?
No.
They don't know.
No.
Was that just in the summer then?
Yes. Yes. I think the coaches started going out, didn't they?
Yes. The trips out to it.
Before that, they used to all walk, but the road would be packed with people going out there. It was nice.
What about up on Douglas Head? Were there many people up on there?
Yes, yes.
What did you used to do on Douglas Head?
They used to sing, you know, have a little concerts up there. These periods, you know. Were you ever at one of those? I know your mother might know. Remember the photo taken just before we went up the hill?
Yes.
They what about the swimming baths down the...
Pardon?
Do you remember the swimming baths down the bottom by the lighthouse?
Yes, yes. Remember that too. Yes. It used to be quite a lot of people swimming there too. Yes.
Were there many people watching?
Oh yes, you bet there was. Yes.
What? Why was that? What was the attraction of it?
Well, you like to see them there swimming and all, and I like watching them swimming anywhere. Really?
Did you ever go up to the one, was it Port Jack, at the other end of the promenade? Was that a similar thing up there?
That's it, that's the same one, at Port Jack. That's the one you're talking about.
No, the one at Port Skillion too.
Is it?
Douglas.
Just below Douglas Head by the lighthouse?
Just under the lighthouse. In the rocks there.
Yes, that's right. That's Port Skillion, isn't it? That was the one I meant. Yes.
When did that close? When did people stop going to that?
Yes, yeah. I suppose it would be the Second World War that would stop that, you know. All these things.
Was it a lot different after the war?
Yes. It was all quiet again. Not the number of people coming over or anything. No.
I read something about something called barring the master just before the holidays. They used to sort of bar the master out of the classroom so he'd give them a... He could say that was the start of the holiday. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that. No. It probably happened, but I don't remember it. No.
And these lads who hit the teacher, they got to work... Well, I suppose if they were 14, they'd be quite big, wouldn't they?
Pardon?
These, to the children who sort of took the stick to the master, they'd
yes,
be...
Yes, yes. Because they would probably leave school at 14. In those days, they didn't go on.
They might have been just ready to leave.
Into the thing. Could have been the last lap for them.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was an awful thing to happen to the poor man.
He was only little, wasn't he?
Yes. He was very small. Yes. And three of them to do it.
Mm. And you didn't tell about your writing, your good writing.
Oh, forget that. Forget that.
You didn't say about the when you went barefoot to school.
Oh no, we need that.
I said that.
You said that to us before we were recording it.
The machine wasn't on then.
Oh well. That's a long way off now. You can't push that in the middle. That's over and done with.
Do you edit these or...?
No, not really, no. We just...
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we didn't.
Where were the picture houses in Douglas?
In the, where they are now. Strand Street and the two in Strand Street. Two.
Yeah. Regent Street?
It used to be one down Regent Street. What was that called? Empire.
Was it?
Yes, we could go there on a Saturday afternoon for tuppence.
What did you say?
When we were going to school. Oh, I can't remember any of them now.
Pearl White.
That's right. Do you remember that? Gosh, this was Pearl White. There was always in one picture every week. Pearl White was in it. Yes.
Was it popular going to the pictures? Were they full?
Yes.
Did you used to go as a child as well?
Yes. That's when we're talking about when we were young ones. Yes. Saturday afternoon.
A matinee.
Matinee. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
We were well behaved in the pictures.
You bet we were. We had to be. We'd be put out if we weren't. No, but honestly. You didn't see the things they do now. You didn't, honestly. The children were all quiet and well-behaved. They were. You didn't see any of the carry-on they've got now. You put your television on it, they're not fighting here, they're fighting somewhere else.
Mm.
Every football match, they're at it, and you never see a right one. But what
did the boys play football?
Don't remember the moment.
No.
No. We used to do a lot of skipping. Well, tell you, they used to play a game, you put three holes on the ground with marbles, and you shoot the marbles into the hole.
Oh.
Three holes. That was a great book with the boys.
Did it have a name?
No. Can't think of it.
No.
I'd have to ask some boy. Now, where am I going to get the boy to ask? There's none as old as myself, so why are you?
What about hopscotch?
Hopscotch, the girls did that. They used to draw a thing like that, you know.
Mm.
And another down here and another. But, you know, you used to have to do those things in the road, whereas you wouldn't dare do it now. And we used to have a long skipping rope in the road, one each side, skipping. Well, you couldn't do it now.
No.
Oh, gosh, you wouldn't get the rope up.
No.
No.
Well, what was that thing we've forgotten before? The, what did you not say?
My shoes?
Yes.
Well,
tell the tale.
Well, that's only when I wanted to go to school barefoot, and my father wouldn't allow us, because they said people would say he was too mean to buy his shoes.
But other children did.
He used to take them up and hide them behind the hedge and walk on to school and then pick them up when we come back. He was none the wiser. Good job too, we'd have got it.
But were there children who didn't have shoes?
Yes, there were some, one or two. Not very many though, Norma.
No.
No, there might have been one or two of them.
Any with hardly any clothes? Poor clothes?
No, not too bad really.
Mm.
What was the attraction of going barefoot?
Well, because the others were doing it. Because the others were doing it, we would want to do it too. And I tell you another thing, I joined the Baldwin and Abbey Linville choir. This is a joke for us. I don't suppose you ever heard of that.
No.
But I did. And that was only because my brother was going with another girl that was a bit older, and she was in the choir, and she wanted company, so I went with her. Well, I wasn't 14, as you know, but I wasn't.
Mm.
I went off to the choir with her. It ended up, in the end, that my piano had to go out when they had the concert for this thing.
Gosh.
And that way out it went.
How did they get it out?
In the milk cart. In the milk cart and off out it went. It was out two or three times at Baldwin School.
Was it?
Yes. And Emma Clark, you won't remember her. You've heard me talk about Emma and I. We were playing duets. That's one of the ideas. I couldn't do it now. Honestly, I couldn't.
On your piano?
On my piano, yes.
Gosh.
And my piano, where is it now?
Still in the
in
house.
In the house.
And your grandmother gave you that?
Yes.
Was it brand new when you got it?
Yes. I got the letter in the house saying it was bought for my granddaughter Gladys. And that was in 1908, just before she died.
Do you know what it cost?
No. No, I wouldn't know what it cost.
No.
But it's left in that house. I hope they'll teach the children on it. As flat as a fluke.
So were there a lot in the choir, half the village?
Quite a few, Norma.
Who'd
from
come
Baldwin
to
and Abilands joined up, you see.
Who'd come to listen to you if you were nearly all
I'll
in the choir?
I'll tell you who conducted us, Norma. Mr. Gelling, the schoolmaster of Braddon.
Oh, did he?
Jack Gelling, yes. He got them going.
The ladies just died this week of quail, or somebody, the headmaster of Braddon School. One
quail?
Of the first headmasters, she was 103.
That's the one I've been talking to you about.
Is it?
Yes. She was teaching there when Mr. Fitt, Annie Quail.
Yeah,
he
just died
gosh,
this
she
week.
Just died?
Yeah. 103.
Oh, gosh. I honestly thought she was dead years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's a surprise.
Mm.
Yes. She used to come over after my mother died to give us a piano lessons.
Yes.
At
yeah.
dinner time.
Hmm.
And at dinner time after dinner.
Gosh.
Yes.
So you see you're only a young one.
I'm only a bit of a what? Flipper. Slapper.
Can you remember people talking Manx, speaking the Manx?
Yes, I never did. But I've heard my husband saying his father used to talk Manx. And when the boys would be in and the girls in the house, the parents all spoke Manx. If they wanted something said that they didn't want them to know, they spoke in Manx. Yes.
Did your father speak Manx?
Not that I never heard him. If he did, no.
Did anybody at school, did any of the children speak Manx?
Not that I know of, no. There could have been some of them, but that's a thing you wouldn't think of, would you?
I have a feeling they weren't allowed to speak Manx in school.
Could have been right, Norma.
Because they brought
them all
schools
on the English, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Yes. And now they're encouraging them
to speak
into the Manx.
Mm.
How many people could understand the Manx then in Baldwin?
Wouldn't be a very many, would they?
Well,
not
your
no,
age.
No, no.
But the generation before they would.
Would, yes. Maybe.
My grandmother used Manx words, but we didn't know that at the time. They were just in the English sentences.
Yes.
A wheel with a wheel. And she spoke a lot of Manx words.
Did she?
Hmm.
I never heard my father speak any Manx, no.
Hmm.
Can you remember people speaking Manx, though?
Yes.
What did you used to feel of when you heard them?
Well, we just started laughing because we didn't know what they were talking about.
What sort of things did you eat? Was the food different from now?
No. No.
Not at all?
Not a big lot of
dishes. What was a breakfast?
Oh, gosh, now you know. I'd still be having my apple because I'd go down the orchard and get it. I suppose that started me off, but usually it would be the breakfast, but it wouldn't be having cornflakes and all.
No.
It would be bacon and egg.
Yes.
Yes, bacon and egg, they'd be having them for breakfast.
And a meat dinner, so?
Meat dinner, yes.
And a roast on Sunday.
Sunday, oh yes, always roast on Sunday. And we had to go in the other room to have the roast on Sunday. During the week we had our meals all with the men.
The farmers?
Yes. Sunday we had to go in the other room because probably there'd be a preacher from Abilene's down in too, so we had to go there.
All posh.
Did you used to bake your own bread? Or?
Now you've gone on a subject.
Go on with you.
Yes, there was a strike in the Isle of Man, and my father, when he was young, was in the baker's in Murray's on Prospect Hill. Turned out to be Daniel Simmons. He was working there as a baker.
Mm.
That's after Cumberland. And the strike was on, so of course there was no option. We weren't getting any bread. The baker's strike it was. So he went and got the flour and started to bake bread. And it went on for quite a while. He started to teach me to bake this bread. And it was a job I hated. It was that. Oh, I was tired out punching it with my elbow before it was put down to the fire to rise up.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like that one bit. I've never done any since I've been married or anything.
Have you?
No. Gosh. No, I did not like that job. Punching. Oh.
What about the bonnag?
I used to like a bonnag.
You could make good bonnag.
I haven't made any for years, Norma.
You could.
Years and years, they used to be all right.
Mm.
But you get lazy.
Did you?
Well, what is the point in doing a bonnet for myself?
Mm. Did you ever
come
across the men from the farm eating the pudding before the meat?
The broth? Eating the pudding before the broth?
Before the broth?
No.
You didn't?
No. I think it was Ramsay once that did that.
Was it?
Yes.
Used to eat spotted dick and then they'd eat
and then they had the broth.
Had the broth after.
Yes.
Mm.
Was there any sense of people from the north as being slightly different?
Only in that kind of way, yes. But I don't see any difference in them really.
They speak differently.
Yes, maybe.
Mm.
But
and the Manx,
they're broader.
The Manx Gaelic was very different.
Is it?
Mm. Lots of pronunciations are different.
Uh-huh.
But what did you think of them from different places of the Isle of Man?
I liked them all right.
No difference?
Only Blackberry time. When the town people were coming up to go round the fields picking blackberries. We used to call them Blackberry pickers, Douglas skitters. That's because they're always making fun of the country people, you see.
Mm.
Blackberry pickers, Douglas skitters, remember that?
Do you ever have any other funny rhymes?
I'll tell you another thing, the ice cream cart, Stevie Jackson, he lived on one of the farms higher up. Strenaby, that was the name of it. And he used to go every day into town with the ice cream. So when he was coming home, we'd be sitting out on the bank of the farm with our basin, waiting in case he had some ice cream left. And we'd get a big basin top full, if he had any left, for about twopence. Yes, Stevie's ice cream was good.
And how did he keep it cold?
I don't know. Don't ask me. He would have some way of doing it.
He made it on the farm from the...
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes. Went in every day with us. Yes.
Gosh. Did he sell it off the cart or sell it to the shops?
Off the cart, yes. Had a little thing himself. And
yeah.
Yes.
What about the monkey, Valerio?
Oh, he used to come up sometimes.
It's a hurdy-gurdy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did he come out to the farms?
Yes. And come in and play.
Did he?
Yes, and the monkey with him.
Was it good monkey?
Yes, it was really.
You used to feed it?
Yes, nuts. Yes, nuts for the monkey. I don't know anything else, I'm sure I don't. Can't think of anything.
What's the earliest thing you can remember ever in your life?
Earliest
thing? The very first thing you can ever remember.
Oh, Lord, help me, Mom.
Remember being a baby?
No. I don't remember an awful lot of being little in Thorny Road.
No.
The first thing I can remember is out on the gate, looking at the children going up and down to school, and your Auntie Nellie, of course, I saw her go past, and we got quite pally. To think of it in those days, and that went right through our life, you know.
You were only a little girl.
Yes.
About
she
6.
Was too. Yes. Couldn't have been 6, I'd have been to school.
4. 5.
Gosh.
Would you still go to school if the weather was bad?
Yes. Weather didn't stop us. We'd go in the snow. The rain wouldn't stop us. No. Well, we were made to go. Yes, get off to school.
Did you ever play truant?
No. I might have felt like it many a time, but I knew what would happen if I did.
What did you learn to write with? Slates?
Slates, yes. And then pens.
Yeah.
At Baldwin School. Pen and ink. Yes.
Inkwells in the desks.
What?
Inkwells in the desks.
Yes.
You filled them with a can?
I don't know what they filled them with.
You didn't do it?
No. I used to like the dinner time, we get the map out and find all the places on the map. English map, you know.
Mm.
It was a great big one, I like that. Putting the time in.
Yeah. So there's nothing to do all dinner time?
No. Unless you had a copper or two and you went across.
Mm.
Was not nice, those coppers either. Believe me. No.
Do many visitors come up the valley? Do you remember the visitors coming up to Injabrick?
No.
You didn't get shower bangs coming up that way?
No. There could have been, but I wouldn't see them.
Mm.
No. Never heard of them. They were going out there, weren't they?
They were going to Injabrick.
The coaches would.
A fair place there, wasn't there?
Yes, at one time.
Don't remember that.
No.
Was the reservoir built when you were going to school?
Yes,
you were going to school?
Yes. Well, that's about all I can remember. That'll do for this time, won't it?
You've done very well considering you couldn't remember anything now.
It was, you know, I just had to stop and think.
Mm.
Names are the things that I forget mostly.
Mm.
Then I have to stop for and think. Well, if I don't think, the name will come.
Yeah.
The best way.
Yeah.
Yes.
The shops would be different though in Douglas, wouldn't they, with the pork butchers and things. The buying of things. They're much the same.
Much the same.
Were they?
The butchers would be selling the pork just the same as the beef.
The more characters about though, weren't there?
Oh no, she's starting now, Ned Oxy.
Go on then. Oh. Tell about Ned Oxy.
Poor Ned Oxy, it's a shame really. But it was a rag and bone man. And he used to come up the back lane with his bag, and three doors up, number 13, there was a lady there. She always kept a basin and a spoon. And when Ned comes shouting up the lane, she was always giving him a basin of soup or broth or something like that. And we'd be shouting, oh gosh, Trinity Church, I met me doom. Now I live in the back bedroom. We must just the whole labour of young ones, you know, they'd all be in the lane watching for Ned, and that's what we'd be singing. Trinity Church, I met me doom, now I live in the top back room. But Miss Bell always good to him.
Mm.
Yes. And Ned wasn't bad really.
No.
He was very lame, that was the trouble.
Mm. Did he have a cart?
No.
Just a bag?
Just a bag, all over it, yes.
And there was Fat Jack.
He used to sell the newspapers.
Did he?
Fat Jack, yeah.
Was he simple?
Not really. I suppose just because the man was selling papers and all, they would just think he was.
Yeah.
He seemed all right.
And
there was Peg Leg Cayley.
Yeah, what was he?
Well, he was one of the ones. This he was drinking. Some sort of a spirit.
Methylated
spirits. And they had a place just down on the Balnard Road.
Oh?
Just behind, you remember Francis' grandmother?
Hmm.
At the back there somewhere, there used to be a sort of a tin hut in the field, and they used to go out and sleep out there. And my mother have heard them say she would never go to Douglas with any jewellery on her. She always took it off and left it home because she was afraid of Peg Leg Cayley and his partners might tackle her.
Gosh.
I remember that.
And Bella Curtis? She a big fat
Curtis,
lady?
Yes.
Do you remember her?
In the market.
That where she was?
Yes. Yes. Mm. She had the first stall in the market. With fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the other stalls in the market mostly?
There were two or three fish stalls.
Were there?
And the rest of fruit or maybe books or odds and ends. Yes.
Well, you've remembered a lot.
I haven't done so bad, have I?
No,
right.
Very well.
Let's finish it now. We'll close the chapter.